Hey guys, what's up, dudes?
Hey y'all.
Hey man.
Hey buddy.
Hey buddy. Hey pal. Hey guy. Hey friend.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
I know that we're remaking the intro.
Yes.
But couldn't you play the duo one and then the intro, and then that way it could just fade in with the music?
I mean, I could fade in with the music. Here's the reason why currently it does not.
Okay.
Also, does it sound louder in your right ear than it does your left? Or your left ear than it does your right?
Hello.
It's just me.
It's my right.
Why do I sound weird?
Put my headphones on. Put them on.
This is right. This is the left.
Don't I sound weird?
Yeah, you sound much louder in your
right. Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
It's a mono microphone. How does that work? And I'm looking at the inputs right here. It could not be more exact. Why are my headphones messed up?
Your headphones might be going out there, man.
Well, no, because I think you sound okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, mine sounds like I'm coming in more right than left. We're just both screwed up.
Dude, we should not trust ourselves. I'm looking at the feed. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's just us. We have broken ears. Anyway, here's why we do the duo first.
Mm-hmm.
It is exactly the length, give or take a second, that Twitch adds to the beginning of a highlight video when you click start here. So I wait till that's over, and then I hit start the highlight.
Mm-hmm.
For the episodes.
And then it starts.
And so it's, then it starts the beginning of the duo thing.
That's why.
Now, I could easily, in the new intro, not have that. I mean, I'd prefer to have, like, the Raptor Teeth one in the new intro.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important for people to know who produces this incredible content every week.
Totally.
For them.
Yep. Couldn't agree more.
And so that's it, but yeah.
Raptor Teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A.K.A. me.
Duo.
And my graphic Raptor design Teeth, team.
Giant Range Bear.
Dude, Giant Rage Bear is still a great idea.
It is.
It's all on you why it didn't work.
Did you let that domain lapse?
Yes.
God,
you think someone did buy Giant Rage Bear. Someone did buy
Everybody buys everything that has ever been a thing.
Nope. Yeah. WeareBrilliant.com.
Really?
Still unavailable.
Wow.
Yeah. No one wants that garbage.
That's weird. That sounds like a...
Yeah, you think so.
Somebody would have thought of that.
You think
now.
So, right? No.
Huh.
It's too tainted by me.
Add the teeth?
Now, if I got rid of Duo... People would eat that up in a second.
Yeah.
Because it's five letters. Five letters.
All the five letters are gone. Mine is like A, Q, T, Z, B. I don't know. Should.
I mean, if I take Seth and Colby off Duo, put it on Raptor Teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't I sell that? That's actually a domain that would make money, unlike Campstake. Because it's five letters. Some Chinaman out there would pay $100 at least for that.
More than that.
You think? How much do you think a five-letter domain name is worth? I feel like it's worth a lot of money.
Any resemblance of an actual word, five-letter? Probably.
It has resemblance.
You'd have to take
a homophone for duo.
Right. No, I get it. But there are still five-letter ones available out there, but they're, like I said, it's like A, Q, B, Z, X.
Yeah, everything is... No, everything is registered.
For a five-letter?
And six.
Oh, really?
Yeah, every domain, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6... combination of letters, characters, numbers is registered.
That's ridiculous.
The five-letter one happened a couple years after Duo. The six-letter one happened several years. I think it just happened a couple years ago.
Hmm.
It's amazing. Like, you add one more character, there's like a million more options, so it takes a while. But yeah, all those websites are registered out
there. Well, then, I'd say you can get like a grand.
I would think so, right? I mean, is there any reason to keep that besides...
Nostalgia?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, no one's going to go to it.
Yeah, I mean, what's...
Because everyone that cares about Duo knows this show exists. And we could just be like, look.
Yeah.
Stop it. Go here. And then they'd do it, you know? So.
And we just tell Cameron a second.
Well, I'm already taking it back from Cameron.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already told him that I'm going to take it back from him. He's like, all right, that's cool.
But, well, right, but he doesn't even do...
No, the only show on there is us.
Right.
Yeah, he used to have that one radio show from New York or whatever, and they don't, like, the co-host got cancer or something, so they stopped doing it.
Mm.
So he doesn't even do that anymore.
What, the Fuego or whatever?
Yeah. And then the High Hope show that he does, he's done one episode in the last year. Now, granted, it was a couple weeks ago, but I'll probably have to wait another year. Also, he didn't put it up on Duo because his computer apparently isn't powerful enough to record video and audio at the same time, and he doesn't know how to rip audio from a YouTube video. So I actually put that up on iTunes for him.
Oh, my God. It's called download
It's not hard.
MP3.
I know, it's literally a website. Like, I actually have a piece of software for the Windows computer that will take it, but...
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you can go to, like... from YouTube.com and it'll just download MP3s. People take music off YouTube. That's probably the number one way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't really understand.
I've done it,
but
so many times.
The White Cameron is a very interesting man, so there's not much you can say about him. He's a new father. When does the new father label wear off, by the way?
I'd say after a year.
I think his baby...
Maybe even more. I don't know.
I think it was like October or November when his baby was born. So we're approaching a year.
I'd say a year for new father.
Right. Like, when do you stop cutting people slack because they have kids? Like, how much longer... Like, I mean, you always can cut some people some slack.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got kids. You got to cut them some slack. But when do you're like, okay, his life's not together right now because he's got a kid. At what point are you just like, dude, get it together. You've had a kid for a while, you know?
I'd say...
Like, not coming to game night because you got a kid. Okay, you cut him slack.
A year and a half, two,
not
maybe.
Not being able to have a game night because you have a kid.
That's probably when I
a year? Menace's first birthday. I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
I think that's accurate. So...
I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, I don't really...
I don't.
I don't really care.
I don't have childs.
You don't? Not a single child.
Not ones.
Adding random messages. Can we talk really quick about that giant Miller Lite you just took a swig out of?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Where do you even get that?
The one the size of my head?
It's literally the size of your head.
Yeah.
Where do you get that?
Well, you get them at Warped Tour.
Okay.
Also at a liquor store.
They just sell... Is that a 24?
Yeah, this is like a 40.
Except okay.
It's not. It's a 2040.
So what? It's two.
24.
That's not a 40 at all.
No.
That's that's a little
that's
over
half
of a 40.
Yeah.
It's not at all a 40. Well,
no. But they sell them right in the same refrigerator as a 40.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Size.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever looked in the 40 aisle. That's probably why I've never seen it.
I don't know. I have not drank since Monday.
At all?
Right.
Dr. Slayer in chat says, second birthday, depending on the circumstances.
Yeah,
I would say
I said in between one and
by
two.
By the way, Dr. Slayer, it's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a bit. Second birthday is like, I think, depending on circumstances, I think it applies to White Cameron.
Yeah.
Because you guys don't know White Cameron. It's weird. It's still weird that he's a father.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah. Birdlaw says, we have reliable sitters, so we still do stuff. Well, there you go. I mean, Birdlaw... Did you see his vacation photos in the Discord, man?
Maybe.
Like, it's just him and his wife and his picturesque daughter. Like, he's one of those people that have beautiful...
That's a very photogenic baby.
Yeah, they have... Well, they're just a beautiful family.
Mm-hmm.
It honestly fills me with rage. Like, Chris is gorgeous.
How dare you!
She and any picture with me, she will... They'll never, like, always be like, oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's the guy. Oh,
that's
man.
Why we gotta flip more tires,
we
man.
We ain't flipping tires.
Come on, you enjoyed it. You know you did.
Let's get back to you not drinking.
Yeah, I
what's
didn't.
Up with that?
I read an article that said alcohol turns testosterone into estrogen. Yeah.
Explains everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I was getting bitch tits there for a hot second.
It's too late, dude.
No.
It's too no for me.
Oh, yeah.
Over.
Mm-hmm.
It's too late for me.
You can get on these things I just got on to.
He doesn't even know what Discord means.
I don't. When's the last time I posted into Discord? It's been a second.
It's been a while, yeah.
It was when you went to Old Chicago.
Yes, Birdlaw, I agree. My family is beautiful. It's just my family is beautiful. As long as you don't include me in it. Mm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Anywho, the
but
liver.
I appreciate you lying to me.
The liver is very responsible in producing testosterone.
Okay.
So it can't do that when it has to deal with a lot of alcohol running through it.
Okay.
And so I vacated all of the alcohol in my home Monday night and then have not drank Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay, you got to tell me if I'm being too personal here, but I got to ask.
Mm.
Are you just at home Googling, why are my boobs big?
Yes. I had puffy ass nipples there for a second, man. Puff nips. I did not like it. I didn't know what was happening. Like, I was working out, was taking fat burners. Like, what the fuck?
What is a fat burner?
Says burns fat on the label of the pill I take. It's got a whole bunch of caffeine in it.
Oh my god, dude. Okay.
Anywho, I was getting puff nip, and I didn't want any more puff nip, so then I read about it, and then I read that, and I was like, oh, well, crap. So then I went out, bought steroids, and now I'm not drinking.
How do I unpack this? Like, where do I start?
Probably the steroids. Maybe that.
Okay, what kind of steroids, man?
They're called SARMs.
Goodbye, everybody. That's our show for tonight. Colby is taking SARMs, and he's no longer drinking because of Puffnip.
So, okay. Typically, whenever I get back into the gym, the way I do it is to force myself to spend money on really expensive supplements that may or may not help me gain muscle.
But it's like,
but it's a motivational factor. Like, I just spent $90 on this
shit.
I get
it, yeah.
You gotta get in there when you're using it.
I'm similar, because like when I go to Buffalo Wild Wings and I spend $90 on beer and liquor, I'm like,
you're
I gotta eat all this.
Eat everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Mina says you're gonna get bacne with SARMs.
Nah.
Oh, so you believe alcohol leads
it's steroids
to big boobies
without the side effects?
That doesn't exist.
It exists
Everything has side effects.
Nah,
man.
Not this. I was told by a dude in the supplement store.
Oh yeah, he didn't want to sell you anything.
Nah.
Not that he's just happy that you're gonna be well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm 2 days on that. We're gonna see how it goes. If I start to get bacne, I may quit.
I mean, bacne is not nearly as bad as big old boobs.
Yeah, Puffnip? I don't want Puffnip. I don't want it, man.
That doesn't... Okay.
That's literally what the guy told me.
But it's not really steroids.
No, it's not the injection of shots. But no, he said this is the next shit to get illegal.
Put it in me!
It also says on the bottle, not for human consumption.
What?
Yeah, man. The only way that you can buy this stuff right now...
This makes no sense!
...is to be in the research group. It's for research. It's not for supplementation.
But it's being sold on the shelves at Supplement World?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then that's a lie!
Yeah. Right.
You're falling victim to marketing.
No, he said, the guy said, okay. I know this guy.
You don't know
I've known him. He's known of
that
me.
That doesn't mean anything.
He's friends with my cousin, and I've known him for like 4 years-ish, around that time.
Okay.
Anywho, this is what he was saying to me.
I hope bacne is the only thing you get.
I know. He said, this is for people with cerebral palsy to regrow muscle.
You're just going to stand up one day and a ball's going to fall off. That's what's going to happen to you.
Nah, I'll be fine. I'm good.
So how do you take it? Eat it, drink it, rub it on your muscles? That's what Menace
asked.
It's
a pill.
Okay.
It's all pills. And I got a fat burner pill.
You do know that there's just some witch in some mixing all this together in a cauldron somewhere.
Colby will lose his puff nip with this.
No. Colby will lose his right testy.
Why are you obsessed with a ball falling off?
Dude.
My balls are fine.
Are they?
In fact, this will grow them bigger.
It will not.
Yeah, it will.
Steroids makes them smaller. That's well known.
Nah, without the side effects.
I just imagined a guy, listen, if you got puffy
and
nipples,
also,
if you stop
I don't know
drinking,
about
balls
you,
will get bigger.
But I could do with some ball shrinkage.
My large balls are one of my greatest features.
Nah, I'm okay with them being a little smaller. I don't need that.
Too
much
for you,
man. Life. Yeah.
I mean, you really do need two balls. I mean, Menace is right. He says we only need one ball, really. Like, do you need two?
I don't know.
I don't really.
Do you get both snipped when you get a vasectomy?
No, they cut the tubes.
To both or to one?
Well, to both. I think there's like runs into one big tube and then that goes out your tube.
I think it might just be one, man.
Why do you need two then?
It's
a spare tire on life.
I don't know. They're probably both useful.
Maybe it's like your appendix, you know? You can get one taken out, it's fine.
Yeah,
you know?
You only have one, so. You mean your kidney?
Yeah,
did you mean your kidney?
No, you could also get rid of a kidney.
Yeah, but you only have one appendix. You don't only have one
ball.
Yeah,
but you don't need your appendix at all.
Right.
It's just in there taking
it's
up space.
It's not the same thing. Well, technically, you don't need your balls
either.
You
don't need them. I'm thinking about getting rid of mine.
Yeah, Varus? You're going to become Varus or Greyjoy?
No, I like probably the vasectomy more than the actual someone chops them off
probably
my body.
Probably smart.
You know, my voice can't get much higher than it already is. That would be horrible. Would you guys listen to the show if I did it like that?
All right.
What?
Dr. Slayer laughed harder than he has in a while, and then you ruined it with whatever the fuck that voice was.
How dare you?
That was terrible.
People are here for me!
Well, yeah, but I mean, not that voice.
They're not here for me. They're here for you.
Sure. got back sweat.
Oh, that's how it begins,
that
Chad.
Is, well, that's always been there. So, if anything, I already have it.
I do like high energy, Colby. Do you attribute that to your pills? Because if that's what it takes, lots of people in entertainment have drug problems.
Yeah,
to keep the high level
right,
of energy that's required for
know.
This.
If I
you
blame...
start a drug habit for this show, that it will be the greatest commitment you've ever made. He's just chugging Miller Lite right now.
I got that, man. It might just be the excitement of I get to drink again. That might honestly just be it.
Well, we need to bring drinking into Sunday's show then, too, that way.
No. That one, they can see the contrast between
Believe
how
me,
I normally
after last
act.
Sunday's show, there's some contrast. It's like, one is this man deserves
hey,
to be in a ward.
Hey, I was going through a fucking tragedy that day,
oh,
all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was mental, yeah. Mental, mental stress.
Good one.
Sorry, there was a bigger word I was looking for. I couldn't find it.
No, stress was fine.
It works.
Stress is fine. I mean, you mentioned it. But you can't. Are you still not going to talk about it on the air?
Yeah, I won't mention who specifically.
I mean, no one cares who.
Yeah, I mean, really, no. I doubt she'll ever look or anything like that. But yeah, one of my friends got shot. Like, in the chest.
Yeah.
With a bullet.
What color was the bullet?
And that kind of freaked me out, man. It was very random. There was no reason to it. They don't know who did it.
It makes no sense.
No, it really doesn't.
It doesn't make
it's any like
sense.
It's like a magic bullet floated out of thin air and just, fink,
yeah.
Chose her.
Yeah.
You're the lucky girl for a bullet in the chest.
But she lived. She's
yes,
fine.
She's I mean, alive.
Like, is she just back to normal now?
No.
Like, how do you, like, what happens after a bullet wound?
She got hit in the chest.
Right.
Skimmed her heart.
Okay.
It punctured, I think it completely punctured her lung, but it didn't deflate it completely.
How does that? Like, what's a lung do? Like, I mean, I know it breathes. Isn't it a balloon?
Yeah, I don't really know,
so
man.
If it gets popped,
it could leak
it?
Some air into you. I don't think it, like, a hole in it makes the whole thing stop working.
It doesn't,
working.
Like, whistle out your hole, does it?
No, probably not.
I don't
not.
Know how any of this works, man.
It might bubble in there. I'm not sure.
But why can't it come out
bad.
The hole?
It's probably bad.
No.
Right?
After
I said
a bullet wound,
the most gangster person I know now.
What do you mean, man?
Not you. Z Swigs, get out of here with your beats. She took a bullet.
I've taken many bullets in my life.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
I've hung out with my ex-wife's family. I've hung out with your family, except
hey,
for your mother. I like
yeah,
her.
Yeah. But back off my dad, too.
Yeah.
The dad's a good golfer.
There's lots of photos to prove it. I've met Brittany.
Very wrong. Your lung gets shot, it fills with blood. Fills? Yeah, very. That's very right.
Yeah, fills with blood makes way more sense because there's all that blood yeah. in you. Yeah. Like, you didn't think of it either. You would have
She had a
it.
Fucking tube draining all of it out, man. I knew that.
Well, I don't know. Okay.
Anywho, and then it, like, went down and then broke a rib.
I think what worries me is that I text you that night and I was like, how's everything going? And you're just like, they just said it was a stray bullet. They just like, okay. Yep, that happens.
Yeah.
But what?
The
There's
whole,
no investigation?
The whole party did not hear a shot. There were shots in the area. There were 4 shootings that same night.
Well, it is Wichita downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I looked on, like, the news. Nothing.
We have 3 theories.
Okay.
One.
Stone did it.
Some asshole, like, fired a shot in the air from one of those other shootings.
Okay.
And it just happened to come down.
Would it have enough
and,
force to go inside you?
I mean, yeah, man.
That's intense.
A object in motion stays in motion unless it encounters something.
You couldn't
something.
Think of another word besides
air
stressed
resistance.
Earlier. Let's not start quoting Newton laws at me, all right?
Hey, shut the fuck up, man. Science is better than grammar in my life. Anywho.
By the way, Britt put, no, you two are wrong in chat, and that literally could be the subtitle for our show,
mm-hmm.
just for the record.
Yeah, we don't know anything about what we're talking
Theory
about.
Theory 2.
Theory 2. So first, random stray bullet. Theory 2, the scarier one.
Okay.
A gang shooting, like a gang initiation, like you just have to drive by these random people
Which
and just shoot one of them.
My mother told me that if you see someone driving through town without their headlights on, they're doing a gang initiation, you're supposed to drive as far away from those people as you can, as fast as you can. She told me that when I was, like, 6.
That's smart.
That's the scariest thing I've ever heard in
that
my life.
That is very scary. Third option. which is also semi-scary, is some motherfucker out there had a silencer.
That's
from a ways away.
For some reason, that's scarier.
Right. Like, who the fuck?
Dude, who even owns silencers?
Like, silencers, you can buy them. They're not completely
America,
illegal.
You can buy anything.
But
they're just like SARMs.
Who has a silencer and is shooting up
people,
random people?
The real question is, who shoots people? Once you answer that question, is it really hard to be like, who has a silencer?
Yeah, man,
people who
know.
Shoot people, that's who has them. Why else you say a sneak up on a deer?
It was a small bullet, though.
Not a sniper.
No, they said if she got hit by a rifle, she'd be dead.
It's still the Wichita economy. No one can afford a sniper.
My
rifle.
Guess is it was a .22 or some low caliber.
Did the police come and like do a report? Mm-hmm. And like they have to, right?
Yeah.
When you're shot, and you
and
go to a hospital.
She had a surgery. The bullet was still in her.
Did they take it out?
Yeah, they just took it out like a couple of days
is
ago.
Is she gonna keep it?
No, shoot. Britt had a great idea about putting it around a chain and being like, this is what? This is me. This is me.
This is me right here.
But no, they took it.
Sew it into her wig.
For evidence.
I'm getting hurtful now. Just, I can't help myself. It's just, I'm an emotionless man. Yeah,
anyway,
dude.
So yeah, that kind of shook me Sunday.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Well,
also,
when did I go through my midlife crisis?
Yeah.
I was your 22. Age.
22.
I think it was later than that. Because it was when Kid Craddock died. Because that hit me, and I was like, wow. Because two things happened in my life. One, Kid Craddock just died out of nowhere. He was a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Well, like, not friend, but we knew each other. It was weird. I was 24, okay? He was like a radio mentor. He just died out on a golf course, dead, okay? And then, like, I think it was either, like, the next week or the next month. It was really close was when we were driving back from Kansas City, like, a shopping trip, and the wheel on my tire... Like, the actual, like, metal inside the tire, the wheel itself, cracked in four places. Like, the spokes of the wheel, there was five of them, and four of them cracked. And we were going, like, 70 down the highway, and it was, like, rattling. And,
that
like,
sounds fun.
If that last one would have snapped, like, the tire would have flown off, car would have hit the ground, we would have died.
Yep.
And we were probably minutes away from that happening.
I wasn't with you, right?
No, that was just
good.
Me and Chris. And so
please
those two things was like,
thanks,
hey.
Man.
Why does life matter? It's like the big question I went through for a while, and
it's,
you know, and then you pound that in with like 2 or 3 years before, you know, being estranged from my sub from a marriage that ended badly and moving away from.
I didn't go to there.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend going to there.
I just kind of lost mental state.
Like,
on
yeah,
Sunday.
See, Taylor remembers that because I think I talked about it on OTI because I think it happened while I was doing. It was either Ryla was doing that show or slightly before it, and I've definitely talked about it before, but. Yeah, that was like my big moment. It took me a couple years to really get through that.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm emotionless. So, like, for someone like you who cares about people and stuff, like, that's got to be harder.
Dude, no. My car.
Yeah.
The only problem I've had with the car I'm driving now.
Yeah.
Is its tire reader.
Yeah.
Is always lying to me.
Yeah. That happens a lot. Like, they get, not synced. What's the word? Out of...
Rotation?
No, there's a calibration.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're calibrated to be here, and then if, like, ice happens or something, the calibration gets thrown off. Like, it resets.
Because there's several times, like, right now, it's saying, I have low tire pressure.
Which you don't,
And then the last time I checked, one tire was, like, 30, and the rest are at 33 or 34. But, like, that's not enough.
Yeah.
One time I did check, it was at none.
But, yeah, but still, you'll just be on a flat tire.
Right.
Like, that's not the end of the world.
But
your tire
no, I'm just
flying
waiting
off going
for
80 miles an hour
being
on the interstate.
Popped or something, and I lose the tire, and then I'm like skidding, and that would.
You'll be fine. People lose tires.
That's
all
what scares me, man. Until Sunday, and now I'm like, oh, I'm just going to randomly be shot. Because she got shot 2 blocks from where I work.
Yeah, but you don't ever go outside. And you're
or
there during
night.
The day.
Yeah.
The day is totally different than the night, man. Getting shot in the day rarely happens unless you're in that part of town.
Yeah. It seems like a lovely little part of town during the day.
Well, it's weird that she got shot randomly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's weird.
Yeah.
Like, generally,
that no one heard anything.
I don't know the statistics,
like,
but I'm
typically,
sure.
You see where the gun came from.
I think,
heard where the gun came from.
I assume everyone there is high and drunk. You don't hear nothing.
Mm.
You don't hear nothing.
I can't really argue with you on that one.
If when we were hanging out
a
on
gunshot,
Saturday,
though, I feel like we would hear it.
2 weeks ago?
Because they were outside.
2 weeks ago.
On a porch.
When I was
drinking
all that Fireball.
Muffle.
Okay? Mm. If someone shot me, I wouldn't have known. I couldn't feel.
Mm. you would have felt it.
Well, I also would have died because I ain't going to the hospital. Right, like Dr. Slay, I agree. Like I think getting shot in general, like 90% of the time, just making it up. Like, you know who shot you.
Yeah.
Like,
typically, I would
like think. I would assume, unless it's a random act of violence, but then generally it's not one person, it's as many people as you can get. Like,
uh-huh.
There's a, you probably know,
or the gang shit, or a drive-by, or something like that.
Well, right, but even then, it's still more than one. Mm-hmm. Drive-bys wouldn't use, like, you would hear pop, 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 you know, like it's...
People would hear shit.
Yeah, I think it was just an accidental bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because otherwise, why would that's she get shot? Or, she's lying to you, and she's really in the CIA.
You know, I'm not going to put it past that.
Just say it, man. Just saying.
I'm not going to put it past
just
that.
Just saying, you know. Trump put the hit. Oh, the KGB. Is she Russian, dude?
KGB.
Wait,
knock, knock.
I'm not.
KGB.
I'm not going to do it. You're going to slap me. I don't
answer the door.
No.
Open the door.
You're supposed to say the KGB. Open KGB the door. Will wait for no one. Like, you're supposed to come in, right? Isn't that how the joke goes?
Yeah. Who fucks it up? Was it Michael? No.
Well, does it?
It's Dwight with
it's
Jim.
It's Dwight. I think Jim does it.
Oh, I'm in the shower. Can you wait a second?
Right, and then Jim does it back, and then that's when he slaps Dwight, because he's like, the KGB will wait for no one. You know, it's just a reference to a show from 12 years ago.
That's right.
Yeah, it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's what's going on in my life, man.
Yeah, I mean, you should have let me in the show early. You were out of control.
I was fine.
I was worried about you.
I've done more embarrassing things tonight, like no, talk about my puff nap.
It wasn't about embarrassment. It was more like I had never seen you that slap happy in recent memory, so like I didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't know if I should hug you, or like if I should show you pictures of like puppies. Like, I didn't know what to do.
And we were fine, man.
Well, I mean, we're fine. We made it through.
Dude, that clip of me sinking down in my chair is one of the funniest things
that
I've ever seen.
That was at the beginning.
Yeah.
How many clips?
That was an hour.
How many clips
that was
came
halfway
in the last
through.
40 minutes of
well,
the show?
I don't know.
None!
I
except
need
the
to
hair clip,
it.
Which was comedy gold.
The what?
The hair clip. Da 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 da. Your hair don't look like that today, though. So
oh, that. Okay.
Yeah, when right. You look like Guile from Street Fighter, mm-hmm. Which you did, by the way.
I did.
I still stand by that comparison, so.
I mean, kind of.
You did. You did.
Nah. So, see, this side is that dude right now, but this one's not. That's true.
Well, it was all the angle. Mm-hmm. You know, it is, we got this fancy new camera, but it doesn't do blacks very well, yeah. Apparently, because...
Contrast
know.
Is off, man. Turn that brightness up.
You want me to turn the brightness up, man?
I mean, we could try it.
Okay.
Let's try it out.
Here we go, man.
Buddy boy. Let's God, see. I'm already more than halfway through this. How far are we in? 30 minutes? That's about
it. It's perfect, man. It's perfect. You got to play video games tonight. Don't forget.
Yeah, but it's a fun one.
I mean, yeah, so there.
Oh, my.
How about that? Is that good?
That's terrible.
Okay.
That blinds my eyes. Wow. That's better.
Is that better? Is yeah. That would look better, I think?
I like that.
Okay. Here, that was actually the gamma, so I lied to you. What about the brightness? Here we go. Brightness. Boom.
Oh, my God. You just blinded everyone that's watching this in the dark.
What about this?
No. No.
And then we turn the contrast up?
No.
Look at that.
Why?
Oh, we look so good.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we're going to just remove
this
altogether.
It's Uncharted 4.
Yeah, that's the game today.
That would be my game I'm playing.
Did you vote for that one?
Yes.
See, I've taken to no longer voting in the poll.
Can you reverse whatever you did? Because this looks like absolute asshole there. Thank you.
You happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna... Seth, please! I'm gonna no longer vote.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I sway the vote. People come into my chat like, what do you want? And then I feel like I'm telling them what to vote for.
Well, yeah, you should never do that. How dare you do that?
I'm sorry. People ask me for my opinion, and
so
I give it.
So you're telling me all the fucking votes previous to now have been...
No.
Have been,
no, I've lost many a vote.
Uh-huh.
But I've never actively campaigned, but people have asked me. I'm not saying that I influence what they do.
You colluded to get the vote.
Well, first of all, there's no anti-collusion laws in Raptor Teeth Incorporated, okay?
Bitch.
I get to collude all I want. I'm going to collude all night and day if I want to. But I put Overwatch on there. Which I don't want to ever.
It was either going to vote. I was going to vote that or this.
Yeah. See, I don't want you to play Overwatch because you're going to hate it, and then that's going to ruin my life. Because deep down inside, I want you to want it, so you'll play it with me sometime.
I've played Overwatch.
Like I know you have, and you hated it.
Yeah.
My perfect life would be Britt likes Overwatch, you like Overwatch, Chris and I already like it. The four of us just play Overwatch every night, you know, and then perfect harmony right there, dude.
Britt liked Halo. Overwatch is kind of Halo.
I agree, but you also liked Halo, and Overwatch is kind of like Halo.
I mean, yeah, the only character I'm going to play is Soldier.
What are you excited for right now, period? Anything? Like, is there anything you're looking forward to?
Anything. Me and Britt are going to Colorado this December. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to Vegas.
You're going to Colorado in the winter?
Yeah.
Where?
Denver.
Four. Weed all day.
I mean, I'm gonna get her to try it. Yeah.
Like, what are you gonna do in Denver over the winter?
I don't know. Drink.
Okay. I'll get
chill
you
out.
You want some recommendations?
Relax. Maybe.
Like, I have like six clients in Denver.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not gonna tell them I know you, but I could find out some cool places to go.
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas in September.
That I can't help with. Hookers.
Yeah. Going to the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
My dad's wet.
Grand
dream.
Canyon sucks.
My dad's
dude.
Wet dream.
I'm smoking right now, dude. Grand Canyon sucks. I think it's overrated. It's just a big hole.
Yeah, it's a big hole.
Like,
but it's a really big hole.
Maybe I need to see it, but I just... I feel like the Grand...
You're a big nature guy.
I know. I
and
just,
you're not like the Grand Canyon?
Okay, maybe I'll phrase it this way. It's overhyped. It's too... Like, it's like Deadpool to me. I like Deadpool. People like Deadpool too much. People like the Grand Canyon too much, dude. That's what I'm saying. I mean, maybe you'll come back. You change my mind. I don't feel like it because I think you'll see something amazing and be like, wow, it's big.
It's big. I'm flying like, over it.
I don't know. I just feel like, big Grand Canyon, you know?
You also want to know something that happened to me?
Oh,
today,
no.
Today?
Yeah?
Involving Tone.
Oh, no.
He asked me. He's like, I want to get it word for word correct because
okay.
It was a very weird way of
okay.
him phrasing it.
You're never going to see a bigger hole in your life. Well, you haven't met my ex-wife.
What should I do to figure out how to make animations for my Twitch?
Did you just say pay me to do it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Because that's the answer.
I said, what do you mean animations? Like alerts or the overlay? And
right.
He's like, thinking more alerts. I'm pretty happy with the current overlay. And I said, you pay me like $5 per alert and I'll do it.
Yeah, there you go. Did he say he'd do it?
Yeah. Okay. He said he'd do it.
You're not gonna put those above my stuff, are you?
Dude, I'm basically done with everything.
There's a lot on that to-do list.
Your to-do list is getting pushed back because now I need to make your fucking save the dates.
Yes, thank you. Chris is very upset about that.
Well...
She's not upset. She's obsessed. That's the word.
Yes.
She's obsessed
I know.
With it.
It's yes. been on my mind very frequently.
It has not been on mine.
I could tell because you haven't reminded
me
once.
I literally... Chris picked up her wedding dress yesterday. It's in our closet now.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was... I was telling her, like...
So you've seen it?
Yeah.
Wait, can you see the dress before the wedding? You just can't see her
I
in it?
I saw her yesterday wearing it.
Ah, well, you
I
fucked up.
I helped her zip it up.
You fucked up.
Dude, what's gonna happen?
Is it on the wedding day?
I don't know. I'm gonna see her on the wedding day, too. We're spending the night together in the cabin that she's getting dressed in.
You're doing this all wrong.
Dude, it's me.
You're doing this all wrong.
First of all...
This is the most, like, old, established...
Let me
like
ask you this. Let me ask
death.
You this question, all right? And you be honest with
uh-huh.
me. Besides murdering you or my son or my mother, okay? What's something she could do that would make me break up with her?
I don't know, like stab you?
Nope.
Cut your balls off?
Nope.
Have sex with a black man in front of you?
Which hole?
Which one wouldn't you prefer? Don't answer that. I don't even want to know. Oh, my God.
Erase my PS4 save.
Ooh.
I'm going to run out of games to play. I could use some PS4 reboots. Like, that's my... Like, there's
like,
nothing...
Like, no. That was... Same note. I was working on our overlays.
Yeah.
Or, no, alerts.
Yeah.
At the end of my day. And I couldn't save a GIF. Because my computer's full.
Dude, that's horrible, dude.
Yeah. So I gotta figure that out before I can get those.
When does
working.
Seth do something like the rest of us? I drink occasionally. Not very
Eats.
Often, though. I eat a lot.
Goes to the bathroom.
I do poop. I do
sometimes
poop,
Jack. Ventures outside.
Yeah, when I exercise on my bike. Or when Chris makes me go grocery shopping or something.
Stand. Walk.
Yes, but I would prefer to cut that out of my life if
Breathe.
I could. Breathe. Yes. These are very shallow things, though.
Blink.
These are kind of things everybody does. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway,
that was the question.
My point is, there's no way bad luck could affect it, because there's nothing.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing.
Gotcha.
Like, there's nothing.
Yep.
And she has made her bed. All right? She knows what she's getting into.
I'll give you that.
I mean, six dead birds could fly into our car window on the day of the wedding. I'd be like, oh, those poor birds.
Yeah. You know? Black cat, you walk under a ladder.
Right. Like
break a mirror.
Like a witch shows
up. Don't Jews break a mirror?
Breaks mirrors with no, they break a glass.
No.
Like breaks a mirror with a black
Jewish
cat
people, sorry.
Under a ladder. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I know what you meant. Yeah, yeah. They put it under the cloth or whatever, and they stomp on it.
Right. I thought it was a mirror.
And then the servants come
so
in and clean it up.
They have like 7 years of bad luck together.
I'm not worried about it. Not concerned at all. But the point is, the reason I brought it up is because on the way back from the wedding, getting the wedding dress, she's all excited about the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling her, because this is what I'm excited about, Colby did a lot of work yesterday for the show.
Yeah.
He did cover art. He did finish the overlay. He sent me a rough edit of the tire flipping video.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you do? You did all the panels. He did a bunch of stuff yesterday. It blew my mind.
A decent amount of stuff, yeah.
He did more stuff yesterday than he's done the last 5 years for this program.
Probably.
All right? And so I was telling Chris how proud I was and happy I was about my boy doing some stuff for us. And then she's like, when's he gonna do to save the dates? And I'm like, we gotta remind him, because if I don't remember, there's no way this man remembers.
I remember.
Well, you're a better husband than me.
It's important to Chris, and
it is very
that's
important
why
to
I remember. You ask for way too much shit. She's asked me for like four things in her entire life.
That's true. So. But she broke your laptop.
That's so true. She's never getting those save the dates. Never. That won't even atone for that laptop.
What's tone have to do with any of this?
Atone.
Oh, sorry. I got confused.
Goddamn laptop.
The other day, dude, I was playing Overwatch with Tall and Ball and B, Brian. He's White Cameron's best friend.
Right.
Yeah, but we're friends because I
met him, right?
I think you did once. Yeah,
like he came to the studio.
I think he was at the studio once.
Right.
And, we were getting off at like 9:30 because we're old, and Tone had just started streaming 30 minutes ago, and I'm like, hey man, just let you know Tone's streaming right now if you want to go play Destiny with him. And he's like, yeah man, I was thinking about that. Before you go though, will you tell me why he calls himself Tone? And I was just like, dude, I don't know.
The man wants to be individual. He wants to be, you know. Self-made.
We literally just watched Luke Cage. There's a major character named Tone. In
really?
That show. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's kind of a pivotal part of the second season.
Tone,
T-O-N-E. Yep. Just like that,
you
man.
Probably watched that and then was like, oh, I should call myself Tone.
That's what Chris was saying, but I don't think so.
No, he just came up with it.
I think, well, his name's Tony, so I think he's like...
Yeah. What's shorter than Tony?
I absolutely don't think he came up with it himself, but I do think that he heard it somewhere, but I don't think he stole it. I think someone suggested it, or...
Yeah.
I don't think he stole it.
I don't know, man.
He wants to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, and to train them is my cause.
That man's name had one syllable, too. Maybe he was trying to get that going.
Maybe, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Ash, you know. Mm-hmm. Voiced by a woman also. Something else they have in common. Because
really?
Pinella has a woman living inside his body. I'm out of control. It's just like we have a nice conversation and then I'm just like, it's a little stabby.
Here's just a little stabby.
You gotta bring up
you.
The wigs and the woman side.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's no big deal. Whatever. What were we talking about?
Save the dates.
Yeah, we
did some stuff.
Yeah.
I need to work on that tire video more.
Well, you're not going to change the timing of it, are you?
No.
Okay, because I just copied it to my desktop tonight. Can I tell you something that really enrages me? That no one in the audience will care about? You watch our view count go down. You ready?
Okay.
Did you know that JPEG is no longer the format that your photos are in on your iPhone?
No.
Yeah, they're now... I wrote it down.
What?
They are HEIF.
No, they're not.
High Efficiency Energy Formats.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No.
Because all of your moving photos or whatever,
right.
They're in HEIF.
Right. That explains a lot for live photos, but you can
send even
it
your
not
JPEGs.
Live.
Even your JPEGs are that way.
When I send a photo via AirDrop to my computer, it comes in as a JPEG.
That may be true.
It does convert.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On your phone, because I ripped photos off of Chris's phone the other day because she went back to get a picture of a bridesmaid dress to send to her sister. So I went back through her archive from last April. I rip them using software directly from the hard drive because it's faster than airdropping everything.
Right.
And all, like, 90% of the files, not readable because they're HIFs, HEIFs or whatever.
You have to update your computer to
You have to have the newest iOS or the newest OS. My phone doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have iOS 11 or better, all of your photos are no longer compatible with this. So I'm either stuck in time, because if I update one thing, I have to update everything. And I was just like, would 16-year-old me slap me? Like,
Yes.
Because I feel like if my parents were like, I don't know about updating, I feel like everything breaks. I feel like 16-year-old me would be like, listen, old man.
No.
It works better. That's why it's an update.
It did back then. Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's the question. You're old too, man.
Yeah.
Are we both just old?
I'm not as old as
you. Or are they actually making bad stuff
now? They're making bad stuff. Or they're making... There's so much stuff now. It's so old that, yeah, they don't even make stuff compatible for their old stuff. Because they expect everyone has the new stuff. And that's their fault. And right now,
fuck
Apple.
No idea what you just said.
Hey,
yes.
Since you took this on a tangent, I'm going to take it on another
tangent. Let's do it, dude. Tangent away.
You know old Alex Jones?
I do, yeah.
He just got taken off of Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, and Apple iTunes.
El Papa's rating with a party of eight, so we got a bunch of new people coming in.
Oh,
so.
Man.
We should put our best foot forward right now.
Yeah, Alex Jones is really a good impression. Best foot forward.
Yeah, get it, my foot. It actually hurts to put my foot up that high.
Well, don't do it then.
What is wrong with me? Hey,
you
guys,
can flip
welcome.
A goddamn tractor tire, but you can't lift your foot.
Maybe I can't lift my foot
high.
Because of the tractor tire.
It's been 5 days.
It's been... yeah.
What?
Sorry, I'm an idiot. Anyway, Alex Jones, yes, are you angry about it?
Kind of.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it's a monopoly.
I can't decide if I'm angry or not.
Dude, if they could do it for him, like the whole Nazi thing.
Here's why I'm angry. That exact reason. Who makes the rules?
Right.
And then who decides what rules are being violated and when?
Yep.
Here's why I'm not angry. Because Alex Jones sucks.
Yes.
Okay.
But
when they're not in like here's...
One
here's,
day they're going to pick somebody that you
well,
like.
Well, no. Here's the point that I heard being made, okay? Mm-hmm. Are the people... Who think that Alex Jones being ripped off the internet is okay, because he's a human turd, you know?
Yes.
All right. Are they also okay with the NFL saying players got to stand? Because technically, it is the exact same issue. It is a private corporation deciding who, deciding what can and cannot happen in their media. Mm. YouTube pulling Alex Jones's content and saying we run this place. It's not free speech. Is the same thing as the NFL saying, you can't kneel, we run this place, it's not free speech. And that's like...
So you're saying that the gun-toting Republicans...
El Papa's girlfriend Liz wants to know if you're going to buy... if she buys Just Dance, will you do it again?
No.
Sorry, Liz. He's never going to do
Maybe.
It. He's too scarred.
Maybe for Christmas.
Oh, God.
It's your guys' gift.
That's only like 4 months away.
Yeah.
You didn't think this through. Clip it. Because we're going to need...
I say this.
What?
I didn't say this Christmas.
It's too late.
I didn't say this Christmas.
Everyone heard you say this Christmas.
Could be 5 years from
now. I'm going to take it. I'm going to edit it. And it's going to be like... Nah, nah. You know? I'm okay with neither. Free speech is one of our most important rights. But the thing is like, it's not really free speech. Like, it's not a constitutional issue because it is a private... Like he's
that
not
is
on
the
a,
issue, yes.
He's not
I
on
agree.
A street.
Right.
You know, in
right.
saying things and the
but
government comes and takes
when
him
is
away.
It going to be like an issue of there's nowhere really else where you could get the same voice that you can on Twitter, Facebook.
All right, well, here's my idea. Like, this is me being 100% honest with you guys. If you think less of me, fine. All right, here's what I care about.
Hmm.
I don't care at all about this because YouTube won't even let me put my show up.
This show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just moved off YouTube because we can't play movie trailers without our show being taken down.
Well, yeah.
So, to me, there are other issues that I'm also angry about. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to be angry about this man's show when I'm angry about my show. That's the honest truth. And so I literally, like, I'm a small man compared to any of these people. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that. But, like, I'm in the same industry as this man is in. I wish when my show gets taken down, one person would tweet about it, the disrespect of my show being taken down. You want to talk about a free speech issue? I can't show Donald Glover running around with his puff nips without it being ripped off the internet.
Puff nips.
But Alex Jones can talk about the Sandy Hook not existing and gay frogs or whatever. Chuck Hardwood. You know, and he gets ripped off and everyone's mad.
He's like, got a big enough like, audience, man.
I know, but I'm mad about it. And that's where I come from.
I don't know, man.
Taylor, did you really tweet? I feel like, Taylor, your tweet was, "Hey, Seth, why isn't the show up, you sack of crap? Get it up. Get it up."
Hashtag puff nips.
If we named our episode still, we would name this episode Puff Nips, 100%. To all the people who
coined that. No one else has that. That's
right.
Mine.
No one's ever said that before.
No.
To all the people who have come from El Papa's stream, the puff nip thing happened about 40 minutes ago. I would recommend you go back and listen to it.
It's quite entertaining.
But it is about Colby taking illegal steroids and...
drinking too much.
Drinking a literal 24-ounce can of Miller Lite while
he
does it. So,
gone, too.
I mean, that is entertaining. I'm not going to lie to you. It is... it's quite something.
Yeah.
But, we do a lot of callbacks on this show. There's something that we do that a lot of radio shows don't... There's something we don't do that a lot of radio shows do, and it's called filling in your audience on what the show is about, because we don't know what our show is about.
It's about nothing and
it's literally nowhere. About our lives. So,
a little bit. Random
things and things from the perspective of our lives. Mm-hmm. And you can ask Taylor Veach, who's been a fan of this show for 10 years. Yes, I said 10 years. And, she'll tell you, if you watch a lot, you'll love it. If you watch a little, you won't get it. And that's okay. If this isn't for you, it isn't for you. That's fine. We like you, probably, unless you're a troll.
Mm.
But in general, you know. Anyway, what was we talking about?
How many episodes of Life did you do?
Does that include OTI? I think we did 70-some of Life, and then I did 20 of OTI. We never made it to a 100th episode of OTI.
No.
Like, combined, we never made it to 100 episodes. This is the longest running. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I mean, technically, if I count Z-Swigs as a show, so technically that's my longest running program. But, yeah, with someone...
Fisting you. That's what I'm doing.
Please don't do that.
I'm doing it.
Taylor says her listenership is essentially Stockholm Syndrome.
I mean, that's not wrong.
That isn't wrong at all. It's true. Wait, are we held captive by her?
No.
If we did this show and Taylor didn't like it, what would happen?
I'd be lost.
What would we do?
I don't know. We'd have to really reconsider our lives and what happened.
Like, the fact that, like, I'm now 31, you know, and she still listens, that means a lot. Because I'm a different man than I used to be. I'm much nicer, except for the whole man, you know, woman living inside him and the wig
what?
Thing. I'm nice. On the air,
what?
I'm nicer.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never really were a dirty host. I don't think you ever did. And that was from your radio. You wanted to be like radio.
Yeah. I always wanted our show because back
so
in the 10 years ago, chat, this thing called radio was still viable. People wanted to be on it. And so, like, my hope was, like, people would hear our show at Wichita and we'd go do, like, a local show.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, you don't listen to the radio anymore. Like, you got to understand. Like, I started podcasting in 2005. Like, this was... I podcasted before the word podcast existed because their iPods didn't support it. Like, that's how long ago I've been doing this. I've only been doing it full time. I don't know why I quoted it, because I'm literally doing this full... This is my job. I've only been doing it full time for almost a year. I think... I really wish I knew the day I started. I should have kept track. I just don't care. But people ask. And when's the first day you full-time streamed on Twitch? Yeah, September-ish, I think. Might have been October-ish.
Yeah.
I think October will be... I'm going to say the day I got my sub button is the day I started. I don't know. Because I think I started in September, but then my internet crashed.
Because this show started first, right?
This show started in April, but I only did this show for a while. And then, we did Sundays, and only Sundays.
Right.
And that was the only entertainment I did. The rest was my actual business, my freelance business. And, like, September, I was probably trying to stream full-time. That's when I actually started streaming full-time, was in September. Because that's why I was so mad that my internet broke in October because I was like, I had just started. Like, I was starting to get regulars, and then I was off the air for like 3 weeks. So to me, I don't, I technically, I started full time in September, but like, no breaks has been, I think, October. I would say like November 1st, because I'm pretty sure Halloween was when my internet got fixed. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. So
sounds about right.
Yeah. So it has, it's been it's just hard to keep track of all this. This all blends together, and I've always been very bad at keeping track of what I do.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly, like, Taylor will tell you, she's been there so long, like, she'll quote stuff to me or make references to things that I've said that I don't have any recollection saying, because it's just in here.
Well,
in,
now there's here. So goddamn much of it.
Oh, there's always been so much to me, though. I still talk all the time.
But only a certain amount of it used to be on the internet.
Well, right.
Now, all of it, basically, is on the internet.
But that's the pitfall of being yourself on the internet, is that I don't remember what I say to Chris or to you and the mics aren't on, and what I say to everyone!
Have you cursed on stream yet?
I did once, during Liar's Dice, when friggin' Gaston beat me! That big liar! He did not! I accidentally said the F word. That's the only time. Chris has slipped up twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I slipped up the first time I was on your show.
Well, that's okay. I don't expect everybody to be able to do it. It's a talent, not being able to cuss.
Honest to God, yeah.
It's very hard. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. Yeah. But my family, my whole family is Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very good at it.
Mm.
Because, you know.
No, I've been cursing since I was...
Since you met me, yeah.
Eight.
Mm-hmm. Eight?
Eight.
That's too early, man. Is your mother watching?
Young,
thank God she's not.
There was a really...
Eight?
Small bridge in my neighborhood. And then we would jump off of it.
Is there a troll under it? Or?
We would jump off of it and yell, fuck.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like something 8-year-olds would do. Like, I kind of imagine, like, my son's 9.
Like, what would you do if just randomly you were just out for a stroll in your neighborhood and you heard a couple of kids screaming, fuck?
Me, personally, I would do nothing. I would
be like, what the hell is happening?
I would tell Chris, be like, those kids are saying bad words.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about it.
Be like, what would go through your head? What's going on in their head? Because I remember what's in my head. I was like, ooh, I'm cursing.
I'm so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
My parents did me a disservice by showing me, or taking me, to the theaters to see 8 Mile.
Yeah.
When I was at 8.
See, I don't ever remember actually cursing
until
I was old enough to know what it meant.
Nope.
Because I was so, like, there was a switch in me that flipped. I don't know when it was. It was between 18 and 20, where I was like, I'm no longer doing this church thing because it doesn't make sense to me, and I'm no longer doing this Christian thing, like lifestyle, because it doesn't make sense to me. Like, there's too many problems with it. Like, personally, like, religion-wise, I would say I'm still a Christian. I think God's real and all of that, but like, I don't believe everything in the Bible because a lot of it is not true.
So you believe in Jesus Christ then?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I do, but like, because I haven't gone to Catholic school and been ruined. I went to Christian school, but my family is super nice, and so like everything that they do out of niceness, with the exception of a couple things, like the whole gay thing.
Yeah,
like we split on like I think they're coming around though, because how can you not,
right.
You know? But like abortion, we will never agree on.
Yeah,
to them, abortion is murder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to me, I'm like, throw them in the dumpster, like it.
See, that's the one thing that I'm opposed.
Well, that's Catholic, man.
I mean,
you're
still
Catholic. You got all those popes holding babies on billboards and stuff, dude.
Yeah, dude. You know how many abortion rallies
you've
I
been,
went to?
You've been propagandized,
standing on fucking
man.
Central with a goddamn sign of a dead baby on it, being like, "Do you want this to happen to you?"
Like, I don't care. Like, my mom asked me once, she's like, what if you had been aborted? Because I'm an accident.
Yeah.
Like, my mom had me out of wedlock. I was 5 when she married. My dad was 4 when they met. She's like, what if I had aborted you? Wouldn't that be horrible? And I'm like, I wouldn't be alive. I don't care. I wouldn't care. I'd be dead. And then she kind of looked at me like, well, how do I even respond to that type of mania? And the answer is, you can't.
You don't.
You can't respond to it. And I'm a maniac. Maniac!
How many songs did you call to?
I don't know,
over
man.
The course
there's
of
too
this
many
show,
of them
man.
Tonight.
Good.
But yeah,
God.
So I never really, like, I was always very, I couldn't care, mother. Exactly, Dr. Slayer. Like, I was like, I was always, like, I wasn't scared. It just never even entered my mind to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's who I was, and that's how I was raised. And then at 18, or whenever, it was probably more like 16 that it started happening, and 18 when I decided that I should, you know, be me, but like I moved out of my house at 18. My sister, my brother, and my other brother all still live there. Now, granted, one of them just graduated high school, the other one just graduated college, and one of them just plays World of Warcraft all day. But, like I'm very independent as well.
16 was right around. I don't really know what influenced it in me. I don't know if it was my own self-thought or, like, I watched comedians.
Right.
I think it was really comedians that got me.
Yeah. I started listening to other sources of media. Like, when you're only here, like, when you go to Christian schools and then you go to church on the days where you're not at school, like, all you hear is that point of view, which honestly brings a circle to Alex Jones, honestly, like what you were saying, like, if they get rid of all of that point of view on the internet, how do people have alternate point of views? And I would counteract and be like, gay frogs shouldn't be a point of view. But, like, you know what I mean? But, like, I never even thought about it. You know?
Who'd I get? What'd I get?
I got you. I didn't say it, Taylor, but that's the truth. Like, I don't know when I started thinking differently, and it was me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely you.
Yeah, because back then, like, Taylor would know. She listened to my radio back then. Back then, I held no punches. If Colby said something dumb, I'd be like, this is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why it's dumb. Stop being a dumb.
Yeah.
And then that's how I would react. I can't believe I got divorced.
You were such a nice person.
I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did it in a nice way, just in a not nice. Like, I did not nice things in a nice way.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't care enough.
So now you're nicer
to you or to Chris.
Now than you were?
No, inside it's still there.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the entertainer in me.
I just learned how
to just not care. And then I would just tell you or Chris, you know, like, this is how it should be. Mm-hmm. And then you guys just knowingly nod and be like, shut up. Yep, when can I go? Yep, and then you go home.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Savage Seth was great.
Savage Seth's still here. Well, he hasn't been around in a while.
Not on the internet.
He's here for Chris a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
He would be here for you, but I can't get Brittany. I can't subject Brittany to Savage Seth yet. Mm-hmm. She's not ready. I don't know when she will be. It'll probably be like one day I'll notice and be like, okay, she's ready for Savage Seth. Then the flip gets switched, and then you guys break up the next week. But like, and I'm going to feel real bad about that because I like Brittany, which is why Savage Seth hasn't come out yet. But It's got to come out at some point. It's bottled up in there, man. You said when I drank all that Fireball, it was kind of bubbling up against the side of the dam, and you thought it was going to spill over. Like, so I had to pump the brakes, you know. I got to pump the brakes a little bit. Official Player, how you doing, man? Has the rain forecast updated at all? Official Player is going camping this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And they said that it's going to rain all day Saturday.
Mm.
And that sucks.
Yeah, man. I looked at the weather earlier today.
Yeah.
No rain.
Yeah.
Not at all.
It's raining now.
Yeah, it was
raining. Or it was. I don't know if it still is.
Summer rains.
Let me look. Summer rains.
God damn it. I've got a feeling.
Where?
In my bones. I don't know.
Yeah, look, there's little rain clouds. Look at that. Look at that right there. Little cute rain cloud right there.
And now for the forecast for Wichita.
It's raining shit.
It's raining balls of shit. Cover your eyes and mouth or else it will poison
See,
you.
See, I almost... I'm not going to say.
Great balls of fire?
No, I'm not going to say. Oh, okay. No, it was Savage Seth, 10 out of 10. I'm not going to
say. What were you going to say?
Oh, I should.
What were you going to say?
It's too mean.
What were you
going to
say?
Is Brittany listening? Brittany, mute.
What?
I'm going to say it's raining bullets.
Oh my god. You're so ridiculous.
See? Now you regret me saying it, don't you? I should have kept it inside.
No, it's fine.
I mean,
it made me laugh.
It's fine for you.
It made me laugh.
It is not fine for the people in your life.
She probably laughed.
Well, I don't know.
Too soon.
Yeah, it's too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon for me is literally before it happened. Like, that's the only time it's too soon, because I can't mock it because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. We were in the hospital room, and all of us came to play Cards Against Humanity.
I saw photos, yeah. Did you know that you were on Tone Snapchat again?
No.
Do you know, this is no joke, okay, what you were doing? See you tomorrow, Official Player. Have a good one, man. This is what you were doing on Snapchat. Okay, so the camera, like, pans. So, like, this is the frame of the camera, okay? And it goes... And as soon as he gets to Colby's face, he does this. And then it just moves past him.
Perfect.
I just, like... I feel like he does it on purpose.
Yeah, no, he does it to where he thinks that no one's going to notice.
Like...
And that's not how you should do it. You should be like, hey, Snapchat, say hi or
well,
something.
I agree. Like, I'm serious. He pans through a hospital room. There's the woman who was shot.
Oh, man, it just gets me.
Rock hard!
Oh, I am now.
Zero Cool, 4 months of subs. Man, you know what would even be better, Zero Cool? If that new alert was on there instead of the Dancing Charlie.
Continue with what you were fucking saying.
So when you pan through a hospital,
mm-hmm.
okay, and inside there is a woman in a robe because she had been shot, and then 16 other people. And then you look at Colby, who is an Adonis, and he's the ugly one? That's a problem. Someone's doing that on purpose
nah,
to you.
Nah, see, that was back when I had puff nips, man.
Dude, no one saw your nips.
They did.
Okay?
You know how visible they are through shirts?
Yes.
That's why I've
As a matter of fact, I do.
Wearing dark
Who
shirts.
Who would have known?
yeah.
Chat, do not look at my nips, all right? They're all pinching to zoom right now. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Pinching to zoom?
Yeah, you can pinch to look at this. Look at this, man. Look.
Whoop.
What?
made a big nip right on the screen.
I did not know that was possible.
Well, that means everyone else didn't either, and now I just told them how, so they could zoom in on my nips. What's a puff nips? It's Colby's, what's under Colby's shirt.
Yep.
Zero Cool, how you doing, man? Thanks for your subs. Thanks for your 4 months of support, yeah, by man. The way. Also, it's after 8.
Oh, it is.
Why don't Sundays go this fast? Maybe they will now after you're doing scars.
Maybe. You know?
What's it called? Scabs?
SARMS.
SARS?
SARMS.
You didn't get SARS, did you?
SARMS.
Okay, SARMS. It's arms?
Like arms with an S.
Arms with an S. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Arms always has an S, though. Let's see your puff nip. Zero Cool and see your puff nips. If you show your nips right now and Icy's not in the stream, she's going to get upset. I mean, this high definition, dude. I'm not kidding you. Like, 2-3 shows ago, I had a piece of dandruff, like, on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see it the whole show. Because this stupid new camera has so many pixels, it drives me insane. Like,
well,
like I know now. Like, I know.
Mm-hmm.
You warned us. You're like, no one needs to see this high def. And I'm like, people want to see us in high def. And then I'm like, no one should see us in high def. Big mistakey.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be worse. Angle.
That is a really bad angle.
Yeah, it's bad. That's bad right there.
I just got a haircut, Zero Cool. Thank you very much.
He literally got one last week.
Yeah. Like, see, the sides are short right here. This is the short. Yeah. Nah, the camera is good.
Yeah, the camera is good. I agree. I love the camera. I just wish I wasn't on it.
Yeah.
That's what I wish. I wish there was a cardboard cutout of, like...
We could get cutout faces and just wear those and pretend to be the people that are faces. That
the face isn't my only problem, and neither is yours, apparently, Puff Nip, so... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you get to do about it. But guys, okay, here's the deal. If you're watching on Twitch, okay, stick around. Colby and I are going to take a quick break because he's always got to pee.
I do.
In between the shows. Then we're going to come back less than 5 minutes, and Colby will be playing Uncharted 4. It's your first experience with Uncharted 4, right? Never played the game before?
I think the fourth one, yes.
Okay. Like, you've played an Uncharted. Do you know... We'll ask you on the show.
Nathan Drake? Yeah,
yeah,
man.
You know him. Okay. He's actually excited for this game.
This one's not a bad pick. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Where is Sing It?
Nowhere. Not for a while. Maybe Thanksgiving.
I need to go to
The future.
I need to go to the rental place to get We Happy Few tomorrow for my stream.
So don't you dare.
When I'm there, I'm going to look and see if they have Just Sing. And if they do have Just Sing, I will add it to the poll.
It can't. No.
What do you mean?
Because it doesn't come with a microphone?
I got mics. I got plenty of mics.
Well, yeah, but... Oh, okay, yeah. You could probably just plug in a USB.
Yeah,
mic.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I could do. So I will buy it, Zero Cool says. God. Well, don't do that quite yet, all right?
Why?
Don't do that quite yet. I will
look
and see. You want to
hear this crap-ass voice sing songs for 2 hours?
Yeah, people do.
Why? I don't get it.
I guess
I'm somewhat appreciative, but you're not going to
be. You shouldn't be.
You're not
going to
be.
You shouldn't be. I mean, you should be, but you also shouldn't. Because the reason that they want you to do it is not the reason that you think it is. It's not because they like you. It's because they like to see you suffer.
Right.
Yes.
I was going to say, they don't want to see it. They just want it to be on
the
internet.
They want to see you do it.
They
don't
for,
want to see
life.
It. They want to see you do it.
Mm.
That's the idea. No. So I will check tomorrow and see if they have it. If they do, I'll add it to the poll shortly. Okay? Because you were not the first person to ask tonight, Zero Cool. So, And he also subbed for 4 months. So, yeah, anyway.
Not do it.
All right, dude. So if you're watching live on Twitch, don't go anyway. We're going to take a 5-minute break. We're going to come back. Colby is going to play video games for the next 2 hours. It's his first experience. If there's a lot of new people I see because of the Tater Raid, I do want to let you know, Colby claims to not be a gamer.
I'm not good.
I have 1 trillion photos of him playing games.
No, you don't.
Over the last 2 years, he has decided that that part of his life actually never existed, and he never actually played games.
It's been longer than that.
But he did. A lot. There's episodes of his last podcast, Colby and Bash, he did in 2015, where he talks about playing video games.
Who made me get the fucking Xbox?
Oh, it's always someone else. No. Did you play it? Did you play it?
I can't remember Xbox One. Because it was an Xbox One, wasn't it?
Kevin Spacey. Beaver teeth.
What?
You remember. He's lying right now, Chad. I got him dead to rights.
COD?
Yeah.
Oh,
Advanced Warfare. You played the whole thing, man.
Yeah.
You talked about it. I remember. Anyway, he pretends he's not a gamer.
I'm not.
But as is our chat's fashion, they didn't believe him because he's lying. And so now, every week, we put up 4 options to vote from on the Discord and on the Twitter. And the most popular option wins, and he plays it on Thursday evenings. This week, he's playing Uncharted. In the past, he's played such hits as Just Dance, Getting Over It, Bloodborne, Dark Souls 3. Last week he played Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, shit.
Every 4 weeks we let him pick his own game. So, he gets a little break.
This week,
I also think he gets a break because Uncharted 4 is a great game.
Yeah.
And I'm totally waiting for him to just hate it for no reason.
I'm gonna love it.
I hope so.
Other than the fact that if I put it on the hardest difficulty.
Don't do that.
I'm gonna do that.
Don't do that.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay, well then he's an idiot. So, there you go, guys. He couldn't beat the first boss in Dark Souls 3, but he's going to do the hardest difficulty in Uncharted.
Yeah, it's fine.
Should be great. So we're gonna check that out. We're going to take a 5-minute break and come back. Everyone else, okay? iTunes, Google Play, the Stitcher people, the people who are watching the VOD on the Twitch, because we're not on YouTube anymore, okay? We appreciate you listening and watching. We're the Seth and Colby Show. We do a show twice every week, once on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern, once on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, followed by Colby Plays Games. If you like this type of shenanigans, hit the follow button on Twitch, totally free. You can also leave a 5-star review if you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. That would be appreciated. And if you're watching the VOD, type in chat. We see that.
Type it.
All right? See it. And hit follow. We appreciate you.
We do.
And thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I'm going to put all the social media links in the chat, although we are going to be back in 5 minutes for those of you who are here live. If you're watching on the VOD, they're in the chat, so check them out. Otherwise,
check them out.
We'll see you on Sunday. For those of you who are still here live, go nowhere. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with more video game fun and shenanigans. We'll see you guys then. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.